وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of مركز الصحابة, voice of أهل السنة والجماعة. الحمد لله رب العالمين. We come to you live from our studio in Johannesburg, South Africa. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu to our esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We come to you from the studio in Durban, South Africa. Assalamu ala manittaba al huda, and greetings to our non-Muslim listenership. On this beautiful Wednesday morning, the 23rd of October, the 19th of Rabiul Akhir, 1446. Allahumma lakal hamdu kulluh wa lakal shukru kulluh. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi wahdahu wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da wa ala alihi wa ashabihi alladhina awfa'u ahda الذين هم مفاتيح الرحمة ومصابيح الغرر. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر: واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الدين النصيحة. قلنا لمن؟ قال: لله ولكتابه ولرسوله ولأئمة المسلمين وعامتهم. أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban to you on this beautiful Wednesday morning. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and Afa with Afiyat. Allah Ta'ala take great work of deen from all of us. Allah Ta'ala accept our humble efforts every morning, trying to inspire the Ummah and guide the Ummah on Siratul Mustaqeem. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum Maulana Salim Kareem. Ameen, ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 19th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 39, Surah Az-Zumar, and verses number 24 and verse number 25. Before we translate and explain, we need to understand this, then we will understand this verse here. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is drawing a comparison that there is a person who has iman, faith, conviction. He dies with that and then he's entered into Jannah and paradise, everlasting bliss, prosperity, happiness for that person. So his example and this person's example who Almighty Allah mentions in the noble Quran, are they equal? This person, yeah, his hands, his feet are all tied. And what is he trying to do? So that is what Almighty Allah is explaining to us. أَفَمَنْ يَتَّقِي بِوَجْهِهِ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ the Urdays, Hamza Istifam, a rhetorical question. So what the person, this person, yeah, yattaqi biwajhihi su'al adab, that he's trying to save, with his face he's trying to save himself, su'al adab, from the worst punishment, because his hands and feet are all tied and shackled up, yawm al-qiyamah, on the day of justice. Can he be equal with the person who passed away with iman, and the verdict is passed for him, you enter Jannah and paradise? Can they be equal? Obviously, every person will say they are not equal. So that is the day of justice, the day of judgment. فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ. Today, people are asking, they say, please give us a dua, supplication, that we want to pass our matric exams. But that is not the be-all and end-all. If you fail, you can repeat it, you can write your supplementary examination, so many things. And end of the day, we know that 30%, 35%, 40% will make you pass. So sometimes you wonder if this matric certificate is even worth the paper on which it's written. So the only criteria of success by Almighty Allah is one. فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ. So whosoever is taken far, far away from Jahannam and the hellfire, wa udkhila al-jannah, and admitted into paradise, faqad faz. So indeed that person is successful. And this world, there will be vicissitudes, ups and downs, tests and trials, all that will happen to every person who is sane and mature. Wa mala hayatu dunya illa mata'ul ghurur. This worldly life is nothing but it is goods of deception. Dhoka ka sama. Chapter number 3, Surah Ali Imran, and verse number 185. So that is the only criteria of success as far as Islam is concerned. So أَفَمَنْ يَتَّقِي بِوَجْهِهِ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ. So what can this person who's trying to save himself from the punishment, the worst punishment, with his face, because his limbs, hands, feet are tied up, shackled up, يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, on the day of justice, can they be equal? Obviously, they are not equal. Yawm al-Qiyamah, Qiyamah is called Qiyamah. Wherever the people are, whether they are buried, whether cremated, whether they drowned and their body is not retrieved, everybody will be standing up on that day for reckoning and accountability. وَقِيلَ لِلظَّالِمِينَ. And it will be told to the people who are the real zalims, the real oppressors. Sorry about that. Chapter 31, verse 13. Inna shirka la zulmun azim. People who have ascribed, associated somebody, something to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, they have committed the worst form of oppression, transgression. So waqila li zalimin, it will be told to those mushrikeen, the kuffar, the non-Muslims who are sane and mature. Uzuku, taste ma kuntum taksibun, whatever you have earned. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is the only, solely, exclusive Khaliq. The only one that can create. All the scientists, doctors, professors put together cannot even create a single fly. And that is Almighty Allah's challenge to them. لَيَّخْلُقُوا ذُبَابًا وَلَوِجْتَمَعُوا لَهُ. Nor can they create a single fly. Even if they come together for this purpose, how will ensoulment take place? How will they insert the ruh, the soul, the spirit in that? Nobody even knows what is the soul and the ruh. ruh and the spirit. وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Of knowledge you have been given but a little bit only. So this about they cannot create a fly till today, till the day of justice. Surah 22, chapter 22, Suratul Hajj regarding pilgrimage, and verse number 73. So create means مِنَ الْعَدَمْ إِلَى الْهُجُودِ. Not you take something from another creation and so forth. No, it means from nothing into something. So that is the meaning of Khaliq. So that is Almighty Allah exclusively. Me and you, we are Kasib. Kasib means Kaf, Alif, Sin, Ba, or Sin, Be, which means that we will earn and do the righteous deeds, or Allah forbid, we get involved in vices and sins, Allah forbid. So then we plan it, we make intention, and then we execute it, and then we want to wonder what happened. So if we do the good deeds, then we will see the bansela, the bonus in this worldly life, and the maximum optimum reward in the year after. فَآتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا وَحُسْنَ ثَوَابِ الْآخِرَةِ. Hence Almighty Allah rewards them in this worldly life, but that's just a bansela, a bonus. وَحُسْنَ ثَوَابِ الْآخِرَةِ. And the real reward, the maximum optimum reward, is in the year after. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala loves those who fulfill their duty with beauty. So that should be our hope, aspirations, our aim, objective, that we please Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. Surah 3, chapter number 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse number 148. So that should be our aim and objective and our goal. وقيل للظالمين ذوقوا taste ما كنتم تكسبون. What you earned and what you were earning. You see Abu Jahl, the Almighty Allah speaks of him. Go open Surah Dukhan, Surah 44, verses 50, 51, 52, all that you will find. So Almighty Allah says ذوق individually, innaka antal azizul kareem. He used to walk around the gullies and alleys of Makkah Mukarrama. He used to walk around the gullies and alleys of Makkah Mukarrama and say, anal azizul kareem. I am the one who's very powerful. I am the one who's very generous. So people would fear him because he had a lot of influence and he was a zalim and a tyrant and so forth. But Almighty Allah said, now you must taste this punishment of Jahannam because you are the person who used to say that you are very, very powerful and very, very generous. So this is mentioned in chapter 44 and verses 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50. So all these verses are revealed for him. So we should be very clear on that issue there. كَذَّبَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. So before them also, so there were people, nations, generations who came. They rejected the message, they rejected the messengers and the prophets. فَأَتَاهُمُ الْعَذَابِ. Hence the punishment came to them. مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. From where they did not perceive. No perception, no comprehension. They never dreamt of it, that punishment will come like the tsunami and floods and deluge. The land and the sand opening. When people drown, you call that gharq. When the land and the sand opens, you call that khasf. So in different ways, hurricanes and winds, Almighty Allah punishes them. And even today, Allah gives us samples, examples. America, how Almighty Allah decimated Florida and surroundings with Hurricane Helene and Hurricane Milton. So that is, فَأَتَاهُمُ الْعَذَابُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. May Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala keep us with afia, safety, comfort at all times, all places, all situations and conditions. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed his uncle, his chacha, his kaka, paternal uncle, father's brother Abbas radiallahu an, on three different occasions he came, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O messenger, peace be upon you, give me advice. The master alayhi salam said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ask Allah for safety, comfort, protection, preservation of our Iman, Islam, death on Iman and Islam. One simple word, Al-Afiyah, but an encyclopedic meaning, remember. Open Tirmidhi, is authentic Sahih Hadith. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 19th of Rabiul Akhir, 1446, Gaza Genocide, day number 383. We present to you the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, globally, and internationally. Say Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. 5 jutlas dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire, and many more injured. We're very happy about that. We have no empathy, sympathy for any American, any Israeli, any Jutli dying. And fracking is an Afrikaans word that means that they die and they frack like dogs. Remember that. So we want more of that. Allahumma sallit alayhim kalban min kilabik ya qawiyu ya aziz. Ya Allah, you send your dogs upon them and punish them. Ya Allah, let the natural disasters and everything take place for these Jutlas and Israelis in occupied Palestine. Look at Ben Gvir, the Minister of Security, super terrorist and super harami. He says the Palestinians must migrate and leave Gaza. Now they're no more speaking about northern Gaza. They say the entire Gaza is theirs and the Palestinians must move. Is your father's land that? You want them to just come, they sting there for hundreds of years and so forth. Our stance is very clear, and you can quote my fatwa in any part of the world. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. That is the only language the Jutlas understand. They are American backed. If there's no America, they won't even last 1 month. Shame on them. What America, what Europe, what NATO, what over 50, 60, 70 countries at different times helping them, the Arab tenpot dictators, Murtans and Haramis, and the Oulad of Iblis, Satan's children, helping them and assisting them. And more than 1 year has passed, and yet they cannot defeat Hamas, they cannot defeat Hezbollah and so forth, they cannot defeat the Houthis. The Triple H are showing them nightmares. You Ben Gvir, let the Palestinians get hold of you. Inshallah, they will hang you in public, and that will be a fitting punishment for you. Palestinians are suing one Israeli channel because they were showing images of Yahya Sinwar, and they were trying to make a mockery and so forth. That's what you must do. You must sue them. Remember, wherever we can, hit them where it hurts the most, their pocket. For the Jutlas and for the Americans, they're all super terrorists and so forth. Israel lied as usual regarding the money and millions and billions of dollars under the hospital. So they brought in independent people, journalists, and no money, nothing, no bunker. That is Israel. Whatever comes out from Israel and their media, you must accept it with a pinch of salt. Half of it, three-quarters of it is hasbara, all propaganda and lies and so forth. One European lawmaker, Lubos Blaha, maybe I'm pronouncing the name incorrectly, he raised a very pertinent point. He said that you, the West, you have now freeze the assets of Russia and so forth. According to me, this is a European Union lawmaker, and he says that according to me, this is theft. When America invaded Iraq without the permission of the United Nations, did we freeze the American assets? When Israel invaded Palestine 70 years ago, 76 years ago, and 60 years ago, whatever you want to say, did we freeze the assets of the rogue regime Israel? He didn't use the word rogue, but I'm using it, the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime. A very pertinent question. But these people will have different laws for people who are American, Jewish, Israeli, and for Russian, different laws. And if you're a Muslim, you're an Arab country, and so forth, different laws. So that's why it is the height of hypocrisy, and the public opinion has turned against America and Israel. I think, this is my, just understand, we don't have no concrete proof for it. That's why I'm using the word think. I think that this elections that will will take place now in 2 weeks' time or less than 2 weeks there in America, maybe the last elections before they head for civil war. And similarly, Israel will head for civil war, and everything is in the power of Almighty Allah. Ba'asuhum bainahum shadeed, that the war among themselves is very, very severe. Tahsabuhum jami'a, you think that they are united. Wa qulubuhum shatta, but their hearts are totally fragmented. Surah number 59, verse number 14. Zalika bi annahum qawmun la yaqilun, they are a people who got no brains and no intelligence. Well done to you, Lubas Blaha. BRICS conference in Russia, in a place called Kazan. And he, Putin, I like Putin. Putin is a big harami. He's laughing all the way. The West, you wanted to isolate me. See all these people, 30 countries, all of them in Russia. And now we're discussing in our 2 day, 3 day conference, the BRICS conference. So remember, China is there, Brazil is there, Russia, the host. And remember, India are there, and then South Africa is there, and then the Arab puppets are there, and so forth. So 30 countries plus minus are there. So he is shining in his glory, and he is smiling there. That is Putin. What can you do, America? What can you do, Europe? What can you do, NATO? See, I am pulling it off, and I'm the main player here. China, and remember Russia, then come India and Brazil and South Africa and so forth. France, America, Israel is very concerned. France, Maudet, you understand, Macron, the moron. So Macron, he's the shaitan, remember, always against Islam, but now he knows that he better speak against Israel before he gets kicked out of power. He says that France will be holding a conference regarding ceasefire in Lebanon and so forth there. So Israel is very concerned about that. How the hell can France have a conference? He didn't consult us and so forth. So go to hell. Why must they consult you? You are the aggressor, you are the terrorist and so forth. And they took real exception when he told them that United Nations formed you and established you on 14 May 1948, and now you are against United Nations. United Nations Secretary General will also be there on his day already now, maybe there in Russia. To Russia would love. You see that? People love Russia. I've been to Russia. Moscow, St. Petersburg, beautiful, remember that. I read Salat right at the airport, you know. I want to see what happens. You know, the cameras are everywhere. Nothing happened, alhamdulillah. We read Salat, myself, my wife in Jamaat. I just wanted to see. Sometimes we just do the action to see what's the reaction and so forth and so on. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, nothing happened and so forth. Blinken, who is the biggest Jew and biggest liar, just like Bush and Blair, Blinken and Biden, all haramis, all war criminals. He told BB, you see, another B, another harami and war criminal. So he says, increase the food to Gaza and northern Gaza. What's going through is unacceptable. It's all just for public consumption and to tell the masses among themselves, they're cutting more deals. Pose Gaza. Who will run Gaza after the conflict has ended? Because Hamas can't be running it. That is what America and Israel says. We say, go to hell. So you must remember, it's our land. We choose our leaders and so forth. Who the hell are you to tell us who the leaders must be? Look at Sisi, the Pharaoh, the Shaitan, the Harami, 100% with Israel, America. But he is now there by Putin and backing Putin. They all shifting alliance. They know, the rats know, that it is a sinking ship. America is sinking, Israel is sinking. So now these rats, there's no other words to call them, and I call them whole lot haramis, this Arab League and all of them, most of them are murtads and enemies of Islam and Muslim. Understand? So now he's in Russia, wants to curry favor, you see. So you will find the Saudis, you will find others will send delegations and so forth. We want to be part of BRICS and so forth and so on. To understand the next item of news, you need to understand a bit of history. You see, India-Pakistan partition took place. All was India initially, right? Today, what is called India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, and more also, all that was called Hind, India. Then, remember, partition took place between Pakistan and India in 1947. Then, Pakistan also broke up further and became Pakistan and Bangladesh in 1971. So now there are people who belong to a certain religion. They call themselves the Sikhs. The Sikhs are those people that have long, long hair, and the men wear the turban and so forth and so on. So the founder of the Sikh religion, faith, whatever you want to call it, so their founder is buried in Pakistan. You see, the shrine is there and what have you. So India, Pakistan have reached a formal and mutual agreement, 5-year visa, that now they can come and visit the shrine, that is the Sikhs, and then they will go back. So at least on that point they agreed, India and Pakistan. See, when I tell you this whole story about, you must remember, Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood, is all just about sex and about corruption and so forth. See this one. A former CEO of Fitch, F-I-T-C-H, is charged with sex trafficking. They used to put big adverts, come here and we will teach you modeling, we will teach you how to act and so forth and so on. And then there's to give them Viagra, and then there's to get busy, you must remember, homosexuality, gay business, and everything else which we can't even mention here on air. So that is going on, and now he is charged and he's arrested and so forth. So these are the haramis. There's to give them alcohol and give them Viagra to get them drunk, and then so many people will get busy with them. That is your Western culture. That is what they speak of modernity. When we speak of Afghanistan, we have our shame, we have our iman, we have our faith and conviction. Therefore, they are winning and you are losing. Israel says the U.S. must stand with Israel when they decide to attack Iran. See, they can't attack anybody except when America is behind them and so forth. India flights, they are bomb scare in 1 week, 10 days, 90 bomb scare. Now, every time the passengers have to disembark and so forth, one Indian character knew he missed his flight. He phoned the authorities and told them there's a bomb on that plane there. Now they had to then take the passengers out. And then by the time all that was done, so 2-3 hours went and he made it in time. So it has become a joke there in India, a punishment for them. Canada is shielding terrorists. You see that? Now India, Canada are also now busy. They had to jab this way, that way, remarks, anti and so forth. So polls, the polls refer to the people in Poland. The people masses say the army cannot defend them. They're hopeless, useless. In South Africa, you think our army can defend us? I'm asking you as a question I'm posing. When I look at these guys in the army, they look like jokers to me. You must remember, I just see their stomachs getting more and more fat and so forth. You must remember that. Under the Boer, under the apartheid, we don't say apartheid is good. We were the victims. It was a crime against humanity, but what discipline they had. And remember how fit they were and so forth. They knew that these guys are army personnel. You look at our guys, they're more KFC, eating haram day and night and so forth and so on. Medina Munawwara received more than 50, let me read again. Medina Munawwara received more than 14 million visitors in 2023, and that is mentioned in the Arab news. So I expected the number to be more, but nevertheless, that's what they say. The Saudis are proposing that they will host the Arab Islamic Summit in Riyadh. The date is still not fixed and so forth. Now they woke up because Saudis realize that if they're going to normalize ties with Israel, remember, there will be history and the whole Ummah will turn against them. So now they want to play good boy. That is Saudis, you must understand. Habibuna Rasulullah refused to make dua for them. Najd. That Nabi alayhi salam, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, the Master alayhi salam said, Hunaka al-fitan wa zalazil, the fitnas and trials and tribulations, calamities will come from there. So therefore, we don't say every Saudi, but generally. And nobody can tell you Najd is not in Saudi. Go open the hadith regarding regarding the miqat and mawaqit, wa li ahli Najdin qarnul manazil. Nabi alayhi salam designated the places where people will fasten the ihram and go into the state of consecration when performing pilgrimage and so forth. So no apology by the king, remember Charles, or by Stammer. When they meet, you must remember, for the Commonwealth, 56 countries, over 50 countries, whatever it is, in Samoa, they say no, that we made you slaves and all that, but we will not apologize. There will be no reparation. So what the hell are you doing there? So you must pull out, you people. There's no benefit for you. What king is he? So a king who's busy with other women, playing with his Camilla and Chameleon, when he was married to, you must remember, Lady Diane. So all these characters here, what the terrible history they have. So let's come to South Africa, Southern Africa. You know, Mozambique had elections. So there, the elections have been cooked up by Frelimo. They're in power now 50 years, and they lost the elections, but now they want to stay in power and all that, and the opposition is calling for strikes and so forth, and they're rigging it now. Bela Bela, Warambats, Wombats. There, some students are hitting and assaulting the teachers. Things are getting very hot there. They need a warm bath, you must remember that. So Bela Bela, check it up, what's happening. SAA, it was a winner under the apartheid regime. Everything the ANC touch, your ESCOM, and remember your this thing SAA, and so many others, Danel, who used to manufacture arms, and still are, all have turned out to be a disaster. SAA still needs 3 billion rand just to survive. 81%, this is mentioned in the Citizen newspaper, 81% of the people of Gauteng dissatisfied with the government. Whether it is for Gauteng only or the whole South Africa is not very clear. Today's program will be Mufti Farhan Karani with Mona Zahid between 8:30 and 9, and inshallah al-Aziz, that between 11 and 12 will be the bliss of marriage. 1 to 2 will be tafsir of the Quran Sharif. And remember, today is Wednesday afternoon, so make dua for Gaza al-Mubarakah, make dua Allah decimate and destroy the entire state, the entire country, so-called country of Israel, and their followers and their supporters and so forth. Ameen. Mohan Salim, let us fire up. We have 13-14 minutes. Quick rapid fire, quick fire for Q&A, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, I have a question. Our Islamic school wants to host a raffle. We have to collect a minimal amount per form. The prizes were purchased before the raffle money is collected. Is this allowed? Is it not a form of gambling?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So if you, the learners, the students are told by ABC Muslim school, they call themselves Islamic school, but it's not nothing Islamic. Remember, you can call it a Muslim school, just like Muslim countries, there's nothing Islam there. So majority of them, they hate Islam and so forth, so you can call it Muslim country. So similarly, if the Muslim school, majority students are Muslim, so that will be the correct term to use. They told you learners, you must take this book, this form, and go collect certain amount of money and so forth and so on. So if they're going to give the prizes from the money collected, that is absolutely haram, and that is a form of gambling and totally haram and not permissible. If they are getting people to sponsor the prizes, and this money is not going to the sponsors, so then that can be permissible. But still, I would not agree. If they are sponsoring the prizes, then why are they telling you to collect the money? So therefore, this whole thing is not permissible, and we must condemn it, remember.
Mufti Saab, is it permissible to purchase a cat as a pet?
Cat as a pet. You see, totally permissible. He, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, authentic hadith, open Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, innaha laysat bi najisin, it is not napak, it is not impure. It jumps around from here to there, stage, goes on your sofa, goes on your bed, comes to your musalla and carpets. Innama hiya minat tawafina alaykum wa tawafat, it's just making tawaf, roaming around everywhere. Totally permissible. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu's incident is there in front of you. Totally acceptable and permissible.
Mufti Saab, is Isari Sawab permissible in Islam?
100% permissible. Remember that according to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Isali Sawab, our father, mother, someone near, dear to us passed away. So number one, you make dua, supplicate to Almighty Allah for them. Surah 14, verse 41. Rabbana ighfir li wa li walidayya wa lil mu'minina yawma yaqumul hisab. Oh Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents and the believers the day the reckoning is established. Number two, give out charity on their behalf, gish or kind to Muslim, non-Muslim. The best charity is water. Sa'd radiallahu anhu's mother passed away and he asked the master alayhi salam, he Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, ma water fa hafara bi'ran fa qala hadhi li ummi Sa'd. Open Mishkat Sharif, you will find it. So this well borehole is dedicated to my beloved mother who passed away. So all that is permissible. Third one, we read Quran Sharif for them, totally permissible, all four schools. You are in Makkah Mukarramah, you perform tawaf for million, billion people, whether they are passed away, whether they are alive yet to come, so totally permissible. You make Umrah for them, you go to read Ishraq Salat 15 minutes after sunrise, you transfer the reward to them, all permissible. Tomorrow is Thursday, you're keeping a Sunnah fast, so you transfer the reward to all the deceased and those alive and to come, all acceptable. So every day in our voluntary ibadat, acts of worship, we should make that great intention. Allah Jalla Wala grant us tawfiq, the ability to do so.
Okay, sahab, I am an Umrah and I wanted to know if I'm allowed to perform Umrah on behalf of someone who is alive, or do they have to be deceased? If you are allowed, is there a specific intention to make?
I just answered the question, mashallah, that remember you are in Makkah, so make intention for the million, billion, trillion, zillion people who came before and passed away from Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam till today. Then the Ummah and the Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Ummah, you make intention for them who passed away, those who are alive and those to come. You are pregnant, so now you make the Umrah, you make the Nafil Tawaf, Nafilt Umrah, all that for your baby who is still unborn, fetus, all permissible, no problem. Dead or alive, all permissible.
Mufti Sahab, is plastic surgery haram in Islam?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in Surah 4, Chapter 4, Surah Nisa, verse number 119, when Satan, Lucifer, Shaitan was expelled from Jannah. For him, you will use the word expelled. He will never see Jannah again. That is Iblis, Lucifer, Shaitan, Satan. For Nabi Adam alayhi salam, Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha, you use the word, they were transferred from Jannah and paradise to this world. So we must be very careful how we translate the words. So what oath did he took? Various oaths. Iblis, Satan, Lucifer. وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ I will command them and they will change the creation of Allah. So now you go for plastic surgery. You go for that for cosmetic reasons. You want to change your cheeks. You want to change your nose. You want to change your lips. Lucky lips. You want to change this. You want to change your eyes and what have you and what have you. For aesthetic reasons. Cosmetic reasons, all haram, all that. But if Allah forbid you were involved in an accident and then this is injured, the hand injured, face injured, and then you go just to get everything back to normal, so that will be permissible. So it depends what are we speaking about. If it is cosmetic reasons, aesthetic reasons and so forth, haram, and if it is for accident and death that occurred, then it would be permissible.
Mufti Sahab, the two rakat Salatul Ihram, is it farz, sunnat or wajib?
It's not farz, it's not wajib. Remember, you can't even call it sunnah because Nabi alayhi salatu salam himself never ever read it. So you must remember that most to most you call it nafil. Some ulama call it sunnah. But if you make tahqeeq and you go right into research in that, then it's very difficult to prove it as a sunnah. Our people say sunnah and they will place so much emphasis on their two rakats that they will miss their first salah. They will miss zuhr, asr, maghrib, isha, Fajr, all the Salat or some of them, they say, no, Qaza apre kari liye. We'll just make Qaza. But the two rakats you must read is Jahalat, ignorance this. Remember that. So many a time when I was with the groups, I shouldn't read the two rakats. To show them that you must just make intention and that will suffice. So all of you going for Umrah now, Uridul Umrata. Fayassir Hali wa taqabbala minni. Ya Allah, I make intention of Umrah, the minor pilgrimage. Make it easy for me and accept it. And thereafter, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik, La Sharika Laka Labbaik, Inna Alhamda, Wa Ni'mata Laka Wal Mulk, La Sharika Lak. So that is what you must do, the men loudly and the women softly. So if you're reading the Salat, remember, like a lady in menses, you can't read Salat, but you must make intention for Umrah. So you just make intention in any language. Ya Allah, I make intention for Umrah. Make it easy and accept it. If you read the Salat, it's permissible, but we can't say it's farz or wajib or compulsory or an insisted sunnah and so forth. It's very, very flexible issue, ji.
Kisab, lillah sawabi jariya for marhums. Is it preferable to give all cash to one masjid construction, or is it better to give it in smaller cash amounts to four or five masjids to be built?
I'm dead against this business here. For example, in lands. You think where I am now, Lanesia, Johannesburg, Gauteng, South Africa. We got 50 masajid, 51 masajid here. Masjid proper, not musalla. And you see in lands and surroundings, now people still building masjid. Me, I will not encourage people to contribute to that. It's just people want to become a big short trustee and everybody wants to show off. La taqumu sa'a hatta yatab الناس في المساجد. حبيبنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said قيامت will not come and not be established until the people are showing off with their mosque and so forth. My masjid got this carpet, that masjid got this lights and this huzukana and ablution block and so. 90% of the time is just to show off and goes into millions and millions, 50 million, 100 million. It's just waste of money. That there's nothing ikhlas about it and sincere about it. So my advice will be, you want real sawab, go to the poor areas here, our African townships and so forth, and go build a masjid there. We went to Swaziland, and then in the South African side, that Ashoko, Ushoko, whatever, Ushako, whatever, I forget the name, you know, the border. So there, some person from Carolina built a beautiful masjid, mashallah, Masjid Amina. But only one complaint I got for the imam, there's no hot water. And Huzu Khan, I got no hot water, that's fine. But the imam in his house is married, he got a child, you know, we need hot water there. So that, look for strategic places, townships and so forth, then you will get the optimum, maximum reward. Our place is what you need masjid for. Never is it full, only on Jummah and sometime Ramadan and big nights and so forth. So there's no need for a big masjid and so forth. So we're dead against that. Go and build in such areas where nobody knows, and do it lillah fillah, for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah alone.
Kisab, can a woman perform nafil tawaf on her own without a mahram?
When Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, on the night of the 14th of Zulhijjah, the 10th year of the Hijrah, everybody performed their Hajj, everything. Now is the day, the night of departure, going back to Medina Munawwara. She came, Ya Rasulullah, all the honorable wives perform Umrah and Hajj, I only perform Hajj. My desire, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I want to perform Umrah. He, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, told her, this is where you must remember, this day in Abtah, you know where it is. Abtah is that Shisha area where your Bin Dawood and that is. I don't mean exactly where Bin Dawood in Azizia Shisha branch, that area. So there this incident took place. Everything we can locate nowadays, it's so easy. So you must remember, then Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't tell her, oh Aisha radiallahu anha, go alone and do. Okay, go with your brother Abdul Rahman, and then then perform the Umrah from there and so forth. So here also you are in Makkah, your husband is tired and retired and so forth, and he says, no, you go and make their tawaf, you see. Is it permissible or not? It is permissible. Is it desirable? No, it's not desirable. You know the men, they'll push you and so forth, and the crowds are big. So it is permissible. You are in Makkah with your husband, with your father, and you go alone and perform the tawaf. So we will say fatwa point of view permissible, but taqwa precaution, better to go with your father, husband, some mahram of yours, or your husband. So that will be the best and most desirable. A last question.
A Saudi man in Jordan told me that he doesn't support the Taliban because they are Jahil Diobandis. Regarding Hamas, he said they are Shia friends. Why do Salafis think this way?
So we can't say all the Salafis, but we will say majority of them think that way. You must just ask them one question. Your MBS, is he a Muslim? So many a time the Saudis ask me, I say, is a Pakka Murtad out of the fold of Islam? That who builds sanamas in Makkah, Mukarramah, Medina, Munawwara? Who builds bikini beaches and allows bikini beaches in Jeddah? Who allows the gays and the lesbians to come there and have musical festivals? Who is allowing non-Muslims? Yesterday people sent me photos and images from Medina, Munawwara, that non-Muslims are roaming around there. Did not Nabi alayhi salatu salam say, Akhrijul Yahud wa Nasara min Jaziratil Arab? Expel the Jews and the Christians from the Arab Peninsula, more so from Makkah, Mukarramah, Medina, Munawwara, Jeddah, all that is the Arab Peninsula. So therefore, you Salafis, remember, he MBS, according to us, is a Pakka Murtad bin Shaitan. Second one is that you Najdis, even Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was, who is, who will always be the only exclusive Rahmatul Alameen, refused to make dua for you Najdis, because you Ali Sa'ud, you are a disgrace to this ummah. Allahumma ahlik Ali Saud kama ahlakta Adu wa Thamud. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.